wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your Group Savings Account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Copa Kombon with Kombon Radio News. Copa Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulana.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Power supply restored to Kawama Mini Hospital in Mufulira. Youth GBV awareness campaign launched in Lusaka. In African news, starvation and atrocities escalate as El Fasha falls. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Mufulira's Kawama East Mini Hospital Administrator Trevor Hamwemba says power has been restored at the facility and efforts are underway to fully normalize the water supply after a week-long disruption caused by heavy rains and lightning. Mr. Hamwemba says the hospital was plunged into darkness for 7 days after last Thursday's lightning strike damaged key electrical components, disrupting operations at the delivery center and affecting temperature-sensitive medical supplies. He said that although ZESCO power is back, the facility is only receiving 2 to 3 hours of electricity under the ongoing load shedding schedule. The same lightning strike also damaged the voltage protector and water pump, forcing the hospital to rely on Mulonga Water and Sanitation Company, which has been supplying water using a mobile bowser. Mr. Hamwemba added that the hospital is engaging key stakeholders to help procure solar panels and boost the existing backup system to ensure the facility remains resilient during future power challenges.
So I must confirm that Kawama East Mini Hospital has been running for the past 7 days without electricity, and this was caused by the heavy rains and lightning that we experienced on Thursday. So the issue was reported to ZESCO, and from that time ZESCO only came through this week Thursday in the afternoon to work on the transformer. So during this period, some operations at the hospital were affected. As you know, Kawama East Mini Hospital has a lab department where we have equipment that depend on electricity, so we're unable to do certain tests in the lab. Kawama East Mini Hospital is a delivery center. Mothers at night were being referred to Kamchanga to be managed. So it was really a challenge to operate during this 7 days period. The hospital is not yet connected to Mulonga water and sewerage grid, but...
Bar owners in Kapirimpunji have called upon local authorities to provide them with personal protective equipment, PPE, whenever they carry out cleaning activities in different parts of the district. Speaking on behalf of other bar owners, Ms. Dokas Kafunga stated that the local authority should ensure that the health of people taking part in the cleaning exercise during their routine Keep Zambia Clean is safeguarded.
Keep them clean. Number, if you want better to work water, but you don't know, say, I'm going to get clean. Kidema neka kri no mbetu mbelo tatawa kwa ata matirio kwenda feo kusuma feo kukwisa feo kunoso matirio yema neka kidini every Friday if what fula to wamiya misafu to wamiyesho no mbetu mbelo tatawa kwa ata na watoka wafunye kusa ifu mbelo batu wa yao singa batu kwa wasanga na tulukati yo isade nyama ba toma ishakula bashani tokura isalama ba choche na watu pose kwa manu watu pere kwa ifu mbelo
tunapianga pano nuno kutipilisha batu lipilisha tunalipira bati efo ndela ndako fie mamente ne matupele kwa matuzi
Plan International Zambia in partnership with the Department of Gender has launched a 3-day awareness program aimed at educating adolescents and young people about gender-based violence at GBV with a particular focus on both physical and digital abuse. Lusaka Province Gender Division Senior Gender Officer Monde Mbangwe said the initiative seeks to equip young people with knowledge on the dangers of GBV and the rising cases of early marriages in the country. Ms. Mbangwe notes that the program comes ahead of the annual 16 days of activism against gender-based violence observed from November 25th to December 10th under the theme Unite to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls. And Plan International Zambia Communications Coordinator Miriam Musonda emphasized the organization's commitment to safeguarding adolescents, describing them as among the most vulnerable to GBV. Ms. Musonda said the 3-day awareness program will be conducted in selected adolescent-friendly health spaces and will offer various life-changing lessons. Meanwhile, Mandevu Youth Friendly Space member Samantha Mvula wondered how some parents could encourage children to fend for their families even when circumstances expose them to harm. Ms. Mvula said the program would help young people understand their rights, recognize abuse, and know how, where to report cases of GBV. The Zambia National Education Coalition, ZANEC, has urged the Higher Education Authority, HEA, to ensure strict regulation of lecturers in higher learning institutions. ZANEC Executive Director George Hamsunga emphasized that lecturers should be regulated in the same manner as teachers to uphold high standards and enhance professionalism in the education sector. Mr. Hamsunga says regulating lecturers will help maintain consistency and excellence in a higher education, which is crucial for Zambia's development.
We have been told time and again that it is very common for lecturers to ask for favors, you know, from the senior students in order for them to, you know, give them marks. And if they don't do that, they will fail them. So that is not actually what we would call, it's not new information. And what we have had, actually, those cases we've had, is a drop in the ocean. The problem has been that the students have nowhere to complain about those issues. If they complain to management, in some cases, management is also a culprit, and they are not able to address those issues. And therefore, there is need, really, for the ministry, through the higher, you know, education authority, to come up with, a code of conduct that will ensure that our teachers in higher learning institutions do not continue to compromise the quality of education.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, situmezi, twasanta. Be
a part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?